This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korean state media says Thursday's launch was its largest intercontinental ballistic missile fired during a drill to demonstrate a tough response posture to ongoing U.S.-South Korea military drills. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
State media released photos of the launch on Friday showing Kim Jong-un watching the launch with his daughter and included photos from space, apparently shot by a camera mounted on the missile. North Korea fired the ICBM into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Thursday, hours before South Korea's president flew to Tokyo for a summit that discussed ways to counter the nuclear-armed North Korea. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the U.S. Department of Defense is taking steps to reduce the persistent problem of military suicides.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wants additional study of recommendations to limit service members' access to firearms and ammunition as a way of reducing suicides in the military. Findings show 66% of all active duty military suicides are carried out with firearms. The number is 70% by National Guard and Reserve members. But Austin's orders addressing suicides make no mention of the gun proposals, which would likely draw strong opposition from lawmakers.
That was Norman Hall reporting. Time may be running out in the U.S. for Chinese-owned entertainment platform TikTok, with the White House on Thursday supporting proposed legislation that would effectively ban the app over concerns about the safety of the data of the 100 million Americans who use the trendy video platform. Earlier on Thursday, TikTok's leadership told the U.S. that the Biden administration has demanded that the platform Chinese owners divest their stakes, that is, or face a ban. This is VOA News. Gabon's presidency announced Thursday that the transport minister has resigned a week after a ferry disaster that claimed the lives of at least 21 people and 16 are still missing. There have been growing calls for the minister's departure from relatives of the victims and opposition politicians since the disaster off the coast of Gabon. The government had already suspended four senior figures inside the Merchant Marine and Maritime Affairs Administration. M23 rebels in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have withdrawn from several villages ahead of military deployments by a regional force, officials in the troubled region announcing on Thursday. A recent lull in the fighting has come after the Tutsi-led rebel group advanced closer to Goma, threatening to cut off road links to the city of more than 1 million people on the border with Rwanda. The M23, which the Democratic Republic of Congo claims is backed by Rwanda, has seized swaths of territory, the North Kivu province, since reemerging from dormancy in the late 2021. Mortgage rates here in the United States have dropped after five straight weeks of increases. We get more on the story.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average on the benchmark 30-year rate has fallen to 6.6%, down about an eighth of a point from last week. That's welcome news for home buyers as the housing market spring buying season gets underway. Rates on 30-year mortgages usually track the moves of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing loans. Treasury yields have tumbled since the collapse of two mid-sized U.S. banks. With the 10-year yield falling to under 3.5% Thursday, it was over 5% last week, its highest level since 2007. Mike Hemp in Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron ordered his prime minister to wield a special constitutional power Thursday that skirts Parliament to force through a highly unpopular bill raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote. Speaking to lawmakers, Prime Minister Elizabeth Born acknowledged that Macron's unilateral move will trigger quick motions of no confidence in his government. Outrage of opposition lawmakers echoed the anger of citizens and workers' unions. And Pfizer's COVID-19 pill, Paxlovid, won another vote of confidence from the U.S. health advisors Thursday, carrying the way for its full regulatory approval by the Food and Drug Administration. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.